My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Inflation in the U.S. took a break for the month of October. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Between September and October, prices did not rise. According to the CPI out this morning, compared to a year earlier, prices were up 3.2%, but that pace represents a significant slowdown in annual price increases, more than what surveys show economists expecting. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives is getting ready to go through some procedural votes to keep the government open for the short term and not run out of money after this Friday and partially shut down. The credit rating agency Moody's has lowered its outlook for America's credit rating to negative, citing what it called continued political polarization and large deficits. But it hasn't quite downgraded the country yet. Fitch, on the other hand, has earlier this year, which raises the question, what does it actually mean for a country when its credit gets dinged? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
If you or I got a ding to our credit rating, banks would see us as a riskier bet. It could be harder to get a loan. Not so for the federal government, says Mark Goldwine, senior vice president at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
People are still investing in the United States of America.
The U.S. borrows money by issuing treasury bonds. Investors still see those bonds as a safe haven, and they still think the U.S. will pay them back. But the lower outlook from Moody's is just the latest warning. Goldwine says two other rating agencies have actually lowered their U.S. credit ratings from AAA to AA+, which is still good.
And so this isn't a time to panic, but it is maybe a time to assess how do we make sure our fiscal house is in order and our political system is functioning so that our debt doesn't get out of control at some point in the future.
Goldwine says right now our debt isn't sustainable, and if interest rates stay high, in 2 years, interest payments will become the federal government's second biggest expense, exceeding spending on Medicare and the defense budget. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to a man who for more than half a century has been considered by many to be America's consumer advocate in chief, Ralph Nader, an instrumental force behind safety standards for cars, cleaner water, whistleblower protections, and more. Nader has run for president 4 times and has spent a career challenging abuses of corporate power. He now has a book out today where he actually praises some uses of corporate power. Nader's found a dozen examples of company CEOs who he sees as being forces for good. Mr. Nader spoke to my colleague, David Brancaccio.
What's gotten into you, sir? Being nice to CEOs? Are you mellowing?
Well, after a lot of years going after the big CEOs for bad behavior, I thought we needed some comparative yardsticks. Over the years, I've got to know and learn about 12 CEOs in a whole variety of businesses who did it right.
You have some very big top-of-mind names among your list of 12, Yvon Chouinard, the Patagonia guy. But among the 12 you feature are some, I would say, non-household names at this point. Gino Pallucci from Minnesota. This guy founded 70 companies, Chunking Foods, some will remember, Gino's Pizza Rolls, many will remember. What should the world learn from Mr. Pallucci's example?
Well, he grew up real poor in the Iron Range of Minnesota. And he described conditions for the miners beyond belief. And he never forgot where he came from. And then he said, well, I'm going to go out on my own. And he started one company after another. But he insisted on labor unions in his company. And he championed the cause of labor because, again, he never forgot where he came from and how horrible the conditions were in the workplace for his family.
Lots of interesting people on the list here in the book. Anita Roddick from The Body Shop. We interviewed her over the years. Herb Kelleher, that character, founder of Southwest Airlines. I mean, he was a character, right?
He insisted on reversing the business model. So when Southwest was successful, he was the lowest paid executive among all the big airlines, United Airlines, Delta. And when I asked him why, he said, because I started with my people. He would never say associates or employees. If you treat our people well on the airlines and at the counter, they will treat the customers well, and the customers will fly on Southwest Airlines more, and that will make the shareholders happy. So that's what I mean by reversing the business model.
What is it among your hopes here for this book is that maybe it would be added to, I don't know, business school curricula?
Yeah, there are just millions of students. There are business majors in undergraduate courses and, of course, business schools. And they need a book like this as part of their curriculum to elevate their expectations of the role of business in our country and alert them to what they may be required to compromise in terms of their own principles and keep their conscience at home by bad business practices. And that's what this book hopefully will help turn around.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader, his new book, brand new, is called The Rebellious CEO, 12 Leaders Who Did It Right. Mr. Nader, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
That was Marketplace's David Brancaccio there, and there's a lot more to that conversation. David also asked Mr. Nader about whether corporate definitions of capitalism are shifting generally beyond just caring about shareholder value. You can listen to the full conversation at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.